Welcome to your five for the day. The eccentric billionaire Howard Hughes owned several casinos in Las Vegas. When he died, the public relations director for Hughes's company asked the casino managers for a minute silence out of respect for Hughes. The message went out over the public address systems, and for a brief moment the noisy casinos fell silent. Housewives stood uncomfortably clutching their paper cups of coins at the slot machines. At the crap table, stickmen cradled the dice in the crooks of their wooden wands. Then a pit boss looked at his watch, leaned forward, and whispered to the stickman, "OK, roll the dice. He's had his minute." Some respect. At the busy Christmas season, we're all prone to give that same shallow respect to our Lord. We get caught up in the rush of shopping, sending Christmas cards, decorating the house, and entertaining guests. In the middle of it all, we may rush off to a carol service and sit through it thinking of everything we still need to get done, and rush out of the door to get on with our tasks. And the Lord got his minute. But as the sovereign creator of the universe, he deserves more. He deserves to reign as our Lord and King every minute of every day. The wise men in the Christmas story can teach us how to be wise men and women. No one knows for sure who they were. Contrary to "we three kings of Orient are," they were not kings, and they may not have been three of them. It only says that they gave three types of gifts. They didn't show up at the manger on the night of Christ's birth, but at a house possibly a year or so later. We don't know what country they came from or if they rode camels. The best guess is that they were from a prominent class of royal advisers in Persia who studied astronomy, astrology, science, and religious matters. In the book of Daniel, the word is used of a class of men who interpreted dreams and divine messages to the king. Perhaps they had heard about the Messiah from the Jews scattered through their country since the Babylonian captivity. They may have read the prophet Daniel, since he was a prominent leader in Babylon and Persia centuries before. Somehow, they had a knowledge of the Jewish Messiah, and through this special star, God had revealed to them Messiah's birth. The star was probably a supernatural phenomena, perhaps like the pillar of fire in the wilderness, which appeared in order to guide them, then disappeared, then appeared again to lead them to the very house where Jesus was. But no one knows for sure. But we do know this for sure. The wise men responded to the light God gave them by seeking the Lord Jesus Christ. They were clear in their purpose. "We have come to worship him." Whether they were absolutely clear on his divine nature or not, we don't know. But their words and actions point to more than the homage one would pay to an earthly king. They gave no such worship to Herod. They must have at least known that this newborn king was the one Daniel described as one like a son of man, to whom was given dominion, glory, and a kingdom that all the peoples, nations, and men of every language might serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which will not pass away, and his kingdom is one which will not be destroyed. In spite of many obstacles, they sought this newborn king until they found him, and finding him, they worshipped him. We should do no less. When God seeks men and women, the wise respond by seeking his king. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.